Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, and TV host, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver a message and bring you the tools for real success, real abundance, and real happiness. You know, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. My principles are based on you living your own remarkable life, which is the basis for Nothing But Good News Magazine, Nothing But Good News Radio, our webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that we, Candy G Enterprises, and my team deliver. I'm dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and to satisfy the increasing demand, and I say increasing demand, for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm very excited to also let you know that I'm a cast member of the upcoming movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, plus more, plus more. And boy, you're going to hear from a few of those names today. Now, before we get started and start talking about our very thrilling show today, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what is a G-Note? It is a daily gift to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And I've been sending out G-Notes for about 1,700 consecutive days. Now, today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, be the change that you want to see in the world." Those famous words by Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And those are such true, true words. But I promised you a thrilling show today, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about our guests. And our guests are the Thrillionaires. How exciting is that? Author, speaker, Ridgely Goldsboro, known in Latin America as Ridgely. Oh, Ridgely, you'll let me know if I said that right or wrong. Has written 8 books in the last 5 years. Some really, really, really great stuff. Produces a column entitled A View from the Ridge that is read all across North America and around the world on over 30,000 websites. He's a television show host, creator of the acclaimed series Modest to Millions, and I'm proud to call him friend. So I'd like to say hey to Ridgely on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hey, Candy. How are you?
I'm happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of folks very excited that you and Nick were going to be with us today, so that's a great thing. And Nick Halleck, who's also with us today, is the founder and CEO of Financial Freedom Institute, Money Masters Globals, the co-founder of the Intelligence Group of Companies, the founder of the Thrillionaires franchise. Whew, there's a lot on here, Nick. He is a global wealth strategist, successful entrepreneur, international speaker, astronaut, and we love this, high adrenaline adventurer, along with a best-selling author. Nick, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy to have you here. And as I mentioned earlier in the intro, that both of you are co-cast members in the movie The Journey, which is pretty exciting. And we'll talk some more about that. But what I'd like to do is really dig into and help folks understand this organization group, this thing that you've got going on called Thrillionaires. Let's start with you, Ridgely. What is Thrillionaires? And tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the Thrillionaires is an online community of a social network for adventurers that really want to lead amazing lives. And the whole thing is that what we understand, especially Nick as a global wealth strategist who's the founder of the Thrillionaires community, is that it's all fine and good to have the intention of saying, wow, I want to go swim with dolphins, or I want to go diving with humpback whales, or I want to go become an astronaut like Nick did, or even things like jump off a bungee tower on a unicycle, which I just saw a guy do yesterday in New Zealand. So all that is fine and good. At the end of the day, though, it takes having the means to be able to do that, as well as the organization, the planning, the discipline. There are a lot of steps that go into becoming a Thrillionaire and leading a super exciting life. So in the community, we don't say to people, oh, wow, here's a bunch of really cool people hanging out together. No, we go much farther than that. We say Thrillionaires is a lifestyle. It's a mindset. And here are the tools that you can use to become a Thrillionaire to lead a really exciting life, to learn how to manifest enough abundance in your world to be able to do things like, for example, Nick is taking off for Nepal in just a couple of weeks to go do a halo jump in front of Mount Everest. That's jumping out at 30,000 feet, terminal velocity, 160 miles an hour coming down, and then floating in a parachute in front of Mount Everest. Obviously, that's a pretty high adrenaline kind of adventure, and well, to say the least, I'm glad he's doing it, not me. And yet, what we want to do in the Thrillionaires community is say, look, come be a part of this. It's free. Join us, and we will show you and guide you. And in addition to meeting online, we will meet offline. We had an event last weekend, for example. We were all up in Bear Mountain, New York. Super cool Thrillionaires hiking through the jungle. And yes, there was a bear, Candy. The bear was there.
The bear was there. Nick, how did you come up with this? I want to create Thrillionaires. What was your thinking that said, I want to be the founder of this thing?
Well, for me, I mean, I've always, for the first half of my life, I guess, I was working very diligently in regards to, like, creating a financial structure to my life, having a financial foundation so I can afford to go on, like, the most crazy or, like, the most wild adventures around the world. So for me, the Thrillionaires was just the next chapter, I guess, in regards to nurturing others so they too can become Thrillionaires. So, you know, so that can lead a thrilling and a passionate life, you know, committed to, like, personal development and financial literacy. And that was probably the most important component to share with other individuals, other like-minded individuals who just love life.
Right. And so you're saying it's not necessarily about people that just like to do crazy stuff. Let's just go out and do crazy stuff. But it's being able to really create all of the aspects of your life that you want so that you can choose what you want to do and have the financial freedom to do it as well. Is
Absolutely.
That what I'm hearing?
It's all about choice. You know, I mean, it could be like, I mean, one of my goals as an 8-year-old was to, like, visit over 100 countries in the world. I mean, that's a Thrillionaire lifestyle. Traveling the world, immersing yourself in different cultures, that's a Thrillionaire lifestyle. I mean, there are so many exotic, wonderful places in the world, and there's phenomenal adventures along the way, too.
Very exciting. It's really some exciting stuff. And, oh, do you hear that music? That's our first commercial break. Now, don't go anywhere. I have a lot of questions for the both of you. I am thrilled and excited to have you here. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're all going to find out how we can all become Thrillionaires. Stick with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. 2 power-packed days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Hey, that last commercial, you heard the Total Woman's Breakthrough Forum, and that is on Hollywood Beach, and that's on May 13th and 14th. That's a Thursday and Friday. Come out. It's going to be a fabulous 2 days. I will be there for the entire 2 days. I am emceeing the event. Plus, we're going to have a lot of great surprises. So go to Total Woman Breakthrough Forum, totalwoman.us, and there's just some incredible information. It's going to be a fabulous event. So back to the Thrillionaires and how someone becomes a Thrillionaire, and I hear you say that it's a mindset as much as it is anything else. What kind of a mindset do you need to have to be a Thrillionaire?
I think that, if I can jump in for a second, Candy, I think really it's nothing more than a seeking spirit. It's a spirit to want to experience life fully, understand that we always need to be a work in progress, always seeking to improve ourselves, to get ourselves to the next level, which means having the seeking spirit to say, wow, where else can I go? And what else can I learn that's going to help me get there? What else can I learn that's going to help me manifest more or keep more of what I'm currently manifesting so that I can have the means to accomplish these incredible things? So for me, I think the number one quality to a trillionaire is a seeking spirit, but I'd love to hear what you think, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just, you know, living life in your own terms. I mean, in our lives, in many ways, it's very much drafted by other individuals with their own personal agenda for us. I mean, for a trillionaire, I think it's all about, you know, claiming back control of your life and living life in your own terms. And that is really, really important.
Is it always about extreme sports and extreme adventures? Or living life on your own terms, is there a place where you can just put it into the everyday?
I mean, adventure. I mean, look, do you have to be an adrenaline thrill seeker? Absolutely not. But to like immerse yourself in you know, every facet of what the world represents, I think is definitely the trillionaire spirit. And this is a movement for anybody dedicated to like living a life as opposed to just simply existing. And that's really a very important point.
Let's say, for example, Candy, that someone has a dream to visit the Great Wall of China. Well, that does not require becoming an adrenaline junkie, but it does require getting organized, planning, paying for it, and actually going out and doing it. And to me, that's a bucket list item. The trillionaires are all about what's your bucket list and are you checking the bucket list off? Somebody might have a bucket list item that says, I want to ride a horse, and yet they've been terrified of horses. So they need to somehow find a tool, a seminar, a coach, whatever, that helps them overcome that fear. And to that person, riding a horse is as exciting as it is for the person riding a unicycle to do a bungee jump. So really, I don't think it's about the adrenaline issue at all. Rather, as Nick said, it's about, hey, how do I want to live my life? What's it look like? Where's my bucket list? And what can I do to live that bucket list, to accomplish all those items, so that when I look back, it's it, no regrets.
You know, and I think originally,
like,
Nick,
you know, redefining your true passion, what is your purpose in life? And, you know, it's like excavating that why purpose. Like, we all have a why, the reason why we do what we do. And, you know, the whole trillionaire spirit is in regards to defining your passion, finally put a smile on your face and just go for it.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying, and I think, you know, and I asked the question about, does it have to be the whole adrenaline piece? And I think that, and you both touched on it, the fact that it's about taking the time with you first to figure out what is that passion and what is that thing that does it for you. And if it is jumping off a bungee with a unicycle, great. But if it is going out and saying, I want to write a book or build a business or go visit the Great Wall of China, but taking the time first to dream it, don't you think?
It is. And that's the first stage. The trillionaire stages are each bucket list item. We have dream it, and that's the first stage. Second stage is plan it. Third stage is fund it. Fourth stage is do it. And so we offer coaches and advice and teleseminars and from our faculty who come on board every week and share in one of those areas. Dream it, plan it, fund it, do it. That's our, okay, man, you dream it? Great. Now you got to plan it, write it down. Then you have to fund it. You have to come up with the means to be able to afford it if there is a monetary expense. There doesn't necessarily have to be. Usually there's some. And then actually do it. Yeah, sometimes that's the hardest part, is having that courage to just say, okay, I've been wanting to do this forever. It's been on my list since I was a little kid. And now let's just go do it.
Right, and get it done. What do you think is the piece that gets folks to say, I'm finally going to step out and do it?
Nick,
what do you think it takes? Go ahead.
I love it. It's just, you know, it might be guilt. I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, in 20 or 30 or 40 years' time, we want to reflect back in our lives and we just want to respect ourselves. And I think for a lot of us, we just don't want to live in that what-if scenario or wishing to do something or hoping or trying or that one-day type ritual that basically institutionalizes most individuals in the world. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, people are asking deeper questions about the directions of the life. I mean, by now there's something out there. All they need to do is define and be absolutely definitive in regards to what they want And, you know, in regards to what Ridgely was saying before, you know, there are individuals that, are seeking something. They're seeking wisdom or a greater awareness in regards to understanding themselves better. And that's and we find a lot of the individuals who do gravitate towards the trillionaires are those same individuals who have come together as one collective voice in unison.
So tell me some of your greatest adventures. What has been...
Well, I've got a whole list here. I mean,
you've got a list. I
actually
wrote
down my top 10 goal list. In fact, I call it my screenplay to my life when I was 8 years of age. For the first 10 years of my life, I was medically confined to my bedroom, and my parents gave me the Encyclopedia Britannica. When it's through the Encyclopedia Britannica that I was able to write down everything I want to achieve in my life in regards to, like, wild adventures, but also personal accomplishments, too. So,
but, Nick, wait a second. I'm going to go back just a second. How long were you confined?
For the first 10 years of my life.
10 years?
Yeah, I had chronic allergies, and I had debilitating asthma, and paranoid parents, and I was the pharmaceutical poster boy.
Wow. But, that's amazing.
You know, I was able to empower myself and, I guess, you know, eradicate that particular paradigm of my life. But it gave me the ability and the, I guess, the audacity to go out there and dream big. And I actually wrote down my top 10 goals that have pretty much consumed my life. And of those top 10 goals, 8 have been ticked off, and there are still 2 remaining.
Okay, so I want to know, what are some of the 8?
Okay. I'll tell you the ones that I wrote down and that I have accomplished, okay?
Right.
One of the goals was to become a rock star, become a multimillionaire, have exotic homes around the world, to have lunch on the Titanic, the actual shipwreck, to become an astronaut, to climb the highest mountains of the world, to run with the bulls in Pamplona. And that's some of the ones that
I've
actually...
That one's not on my list. The other ones are pretty good.
And also to visit over 100 countries in the world, which I've done too, so...
That's pretty exciting. That's some pretty exciting stuff. What about you, Ridgely?
Well, I always joke about this because, you know, Nick goes and has lunch on the Titanic.
Right.
I just go diving with sharks. Nick wants to go to, you know, rocketing to the moon. I'm happy with a bungee jump that
Got
ends
it.
Quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my bucket list is more modest, though, like Nick. I actually counted because of Nick. I started counting. I've been to 35 countries so far, which has been exciting, and done the millionaire thing and houses and all of that. So that's been kind of fun. And for me, it's always constant. It's my 50th birthday is coming up in just a month and a half, and we're now looking at heading down to Chile to do some skiing in the Andes, right at the foot of Mount Aconcagua, which is actually one of the mountains that Nick has already climbed.
Wow.
Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Well, you know, I have to show my list a little bit, and I love to fly planes that don't have engines, and I have had dinner with Stephen Hawking, and I've done the zero gravity thing, which is pretty amazing. So I've had a few interesting things on my list, and maybe a few more haven't mentioned. But
well, I also feel like it's one of these things that you can be doing new stuff every year, even if it's going to a different country and eating something really wild. Do you know what Mexican caviar is, Candy?
I do not.
Do you want to know?
I bet you're going to tell me.
I could do that. Mexican caviar looks exactly like caviar from Russia, except that the eggs are white instead of black. And they cook them with parsley and garlic and a little bit of butter and olive oil. And they actually are the eggs of red fire ants.
Nice.
Very, very dangerous to get them. Obviously, the fire ants don't like having their eggs stolen, so they will bite you and kill you. And therefore, they're about as expensive as caviar from Russia. But how cool is that? Hey, what are you doing? I'm eating some Mexican caviar. What are you doing?
Right. I hear you. You know, it's great to talk about all of these really cool things, but when it comes to... I guess the connection that I make just talking to the both of you, plus even knowing in my own life, for me being able to do some of the really incredible things I've been able to do, it's the more I've been able to grow personally on the inside, my life grows on the outside. And as I can transform anything, my emotional life, my financial life, that what happens is the opportunities to do some really amazing things have shown up along the way. And so I hear you talking a little bit about that as well. It's not just about crazy vacations and wonderful things, but it's doing this thing called the adventure of life.
Without a doubt. I think that's why, for us, the idea of the Thrillionaires is, yes, to create a profile for each person that joins the community that says, hey, write down your bucket list. And then it's instantly to engage that person and say, hey, did you realize that this coming Wednesday night there's a teleseminar that can help you with this aspect of your bucket list stages? And that next Wednesday night there's another one? And that we're getting together in New York, or we're getting together in Australia and there's a seminar, and there's a like-minded people who not only do, so you not only get the tools and the people who can show you how to do things, also the support system, the infrastructure, the community that communes and says, we celebrate you celebrating your life. It's a very unique dynamic, because in this world, there's a lot of blame game going on. A lot of people would rather see others fail. In the Thrillionaires community, it's the opposite. We celebrate everybody living huge lives, and we want to create a community where the members themselves each support each other, so that it becomes a large, wow, let's do this, let's lead an exciting life, and let's empower ourselves to grow on the inside so we can manifest more dreams and then go after them.
So with the coaches, and time for another commercial break, but I do have a question for you when you come back. This is Nothing But Good News. This is your host, Candy G, with the Thrillionaires, Nick Halleck and Ridgely Goldsboro. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Candy G, we love the Candy G.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G with Nothing But Good News Radio. Oh, I have so much to tell you. Before we get back to our Thrillionaires, I'm really happy to tell you that another amazing issue of Nothing But Good News magazine is going to launch tomorrow morning. You can go to CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, or you'll get it on your G Notes, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be able to get a copy. But it is truly the best issue yet. I'm excited to say that my friend Ridgely has shared with all of us a chapter from his new book, The Great Ones, on the power of mentorship. You'll be inspired by one man's talent and passion leading him to his authentic life, the very talented Michael Hansen. And there's a host of things that you'll get in this issue. Embrace your greatness, create your own luck, follow your heart, break the rules. And then there's two very, very, very special features in the magazine. The first one is on the movie The Journey that I mentioned earlier. You'll hear all about this great project, which I am honored and humbled to be a part of. And you can link to the movie trailer right from the magazine. And the second is an interview with my grand friend and mentor, Les Brown, whose wisdom and encouragement, technique, and talent have truly helped me find my power voice. And he really has helped to shape the speaker, trainer, and messenger that I am today. And this year, he celebrates his 65th year in this incredible incarnation. So you will find an incredible story with Les. So keep your eyes out for the magazine. And make sure that you take some time to visit one of my favorite restaurants, Vienna Cafe and Wine Bar. And I will tell you, if you go there on Mondays and Tuesdays, it's half-price wine day, and they have a fabulous wine list. So, hey, get on out there today. So, you know, I got a question. I get folks that send me questions, Ridgely and Nick, while I'm online. And simple question, how do I become a thrillionaire?
Well, that's an easy answer. All you have to do is go to www.thrillionaires.com. Just like it sounds, like millionaire, except it's thrillionaire. So www.thrillionaires.com and sign up. It's free.
And so becoming part of the Thrillionaires is, you've got a lot of stuff on here. You're able to stay in contact with other folks. Plus, you have a pretty amazing resource center here.
We do. We do. It's a huge faculty resource center with tons of fabulous people like yourself sharing super valuable information and helping people really accomplish any aspect of the Thrillionaire experience. Dream it, plan it, fund it, do it. Every Wednesday night, and then we keep them on recorded so that people can access them at any time.
What are some of the tips or techniques or tools that both of you have that you could share with the listening audience today about really creating the life you talked about, living a life on your own terms, really being that seeking spirit? What are some of the things that you could share with the listening audience?
A lot of that is just, you know, really, be accountable to your dreams and your goals. Dream big, you know, ask questions and be a solution provider to, like, everything you find in your life, I guess. And, you know, the real spirit of the Thrillionaire is just understanding that, you know, life is alive and, you know, life is a journey, and we need to define exactly what our journey is. And that's probably the most important component just there, absolutely.
Just define it, and then, or you, as you put it, dream it, but take the time to be accountable to you. You are responsible for you. Your life is your responsibility.
And
so
creating,
I think,
your legacy, too. I mean, you know, if we were to probe further, I mean, what will our legacy be? I mean, how will each one of us be remembered? And as a 3NA, we want to leave some form of lasting impression, creating a new movement of thought or what have you. But, you know, the 3NA spirit, we all understand that the universe is our playground. It's, and we want to make the most of life because, you know, it's like we don't know when our expiry date will be, I guess. We want to live a very fruitful life, and we want to nurture, empower, and inspire as many individuals as possible.
That's awesome. Ridgely, what about you?
Well, I think that in addition, there's the practical aspect. I remember Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn, one of my mentors, talking about how, you know, do you bathe every day? Yes. Do you brush your teeth every day? Most people would agree. However, are you also washing your mind? In other words, are you doing something on a daily basis to, as you said earlier, Candy, make that inner transformation? It doesn't just happen automatically because we wish it. It's not as though, oh my gosh, I'm going to start thinking about becoming a different person, but I'm not going to put any new information in my mind. I'm not going to read another book like The Thrillionaire. I'm not, or Your Remarkable Life, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. I'm not going to put new information. I'm not going to listen to another tape. I don't want to go to a seminar. Well, that's crazy. If we're washing our bodies and washing our teeth, I believe we also have to be washing and feeding our mind so that every single day we do something. Spend half an hour, read something, watch something other than television, listen to something other than music that inspire, that really nurtures the spirit inside and also our skill set. What are you doing today to become a little more valuable than yesterday? I hate it when people say stuff like, you know, I'd work a lot harder if they paid me more. Well,
right.
No, they'd pay you more if you were worth more. So what are you doing to become worth more today than you were yesterday, improving something every single day?
Right. And so a couple of things I want to add to that is listen to something every single day, like Nothing But Good News Radio. I need to throw that piece in there. And that's why we're here. I mean, Nothing But Good News Radio is here for the listening audience. Just like you're creating the Thrillionaires community, I've got Nothing But Good News, the Nothing But Good News community, all the resources I put together so that folks will have a place where they can dip in and find the good stuff. You can't say, I can't afford that book or I can't afford to do that, because there's so many free resources between the website and the magazine and the radio show, that there's tons of stuff where you can fill your mind to help create those things that you want. And I agree with you. And something that you said also that I thought was really important is change is not a one-time deal. It's not just reading a book. It is a process. It's an everyday thing that you're committed to.
It's a human diet. That's all it is. I mean, it's an ongoing process to just really engage the heart and the human spirit. Absolutely.
Agreed. And what I know is the most successful people that I know have found ways to do that. And when I mean success, I am not just talking about earning a lot of money. That on its own to me isn't just success. It's success as finding real happiness and abundance and joy and being able to feed your spirit. I'm sorry, what was that? Somebody there? And your definition of success is?
Ours?
Yours, yes. Ridgely.
No, I love the word. I mean, success to me is one of those fabulous terms that gets bantered around without a lot of thought. And that's why it gave me a moment of pause to say, I think success is literally becoming happy. And becoming happy is easy to say and not so easy to do. Leading a successful life means not only are you happy moment to moment, but you're also happy with the contribution that is amassing and creating a body of work that you can look back on long term and say, wow, there's the legacy. There it is. It wasn't one book, one show, one moment, one speech. It was over the course of 20, 30 years of contribution, this body was built, and I'm happy about that. I'm happy that I made a tiny imprint through this passage in this particular incarnation. So I think becoming successful really is about being happy in the fullest sense of the word, not only right now, moment to moment, but as we look back and say, I actually made a difference here, and I did so with joy, with integrity, with character, and all the things that make me able to smile at myself and look in the mirror and say, hey, man, love you, and mean it.
And that's an important thing. I love the whole conversation about self-love, being able to look in the mirror and say, I really do love you, and I really do love spending time with you. I think that's a huge part for people, don't you?
Yeah.
Not being able to do that.
Nick?
You know, I would say definitely, you know, finding that smile on your face and ensuring you have the most optimized health. I mean, I can recall, finally rid of myself of my, my pharmaceutical illness, I guess, and, learn to, like, re-engage myself back into life. But on another point, too, I recall in my late 20s, after spending, 12 years touring around the world as a musician, I guess, I finally got, I became very tired with that lifestyle, and, I needed to, like, disconnect myself from it. And at that particular point, I lost my smile, and I wasn't very enthusiastic no more. So, I lost my mojo. I had to find my new personal jihad, I guess, was to find that smile again. And for me, that became a very, very important component. That is, I wanted to be happy. I wanted my smile every time, but I also wanted my health. And as you said too, monetary is the most pivotal thing. It's definitely your happiness, seeking a harmonic balance in your life, but also having your health to enjoy life.
Do you think that the 10 years that you spent sort of sequestered from the world and then being able to come out into the world, like emerge, what role did that play for you in saying, I'm going to suck the marrow out of everything I do?
Yeah, I would say maybe really ambitious in regards to proving everybody wrong. The catalyst for change, I guess, was proving to my parents that I was no longer sick and that I can actually have a normal life. But I also wanted to prove the medical world wrong. And that was really, really important for me in regards to creating that new path in life for me to follow. And, I wasn't going to follow somebody else's path, because a well-worn path isn't necessarily the right path to follow in life. So I guess I paved my own road. And, and I've done things on my own accord and basically marched to my own beat. And that was very important to me.
Nick, you talked about losing your mojo and losing your smile. What was it that you did to get that to return?
I'm sorry, what was that, Candy?
You said you lost your mojo.
Yep. I mean, I became, you know, I got caught up in my own little world. I mean, traveling the world as a musician, I guess. I mean, it was the same, you know, it was almost like the law of diminishing intent, you know. It was so much complacency, and I just needed a new change. I needed a fresh environment, and I was no longer happy. But, you know, fortunate for me, I, you know, raised my level of awareness to realize that I wasn't happy and that I needed to change. And I think it's really important to life that we just need to redefine ourselves every couple of years. I mean, it's like, and it's the same thing in business too. I mean, if you operated your business the same way you did 2 or 3 years ago, you'd be out of business. But as an individual, we just need to, you know, create that filtering process to remove any impurities that we've basically amassed along the way. So for me, I had to turn that page, and I did that by resigning myself in the music industry and then traversing the globe for about 2 years.
Say that last part again. You resigned from the music industry, and then you
resigned from the music industry, and then traversed the globe for 2 years, and just went traveling.
And the traveling piece helped.
I had no plans, but to see as many countries and immerse myself in as many cultures as possible. And I lasted about 2 years until I eventually resurfaced, I guess, and then turned the next chapter of my life once again.
You know, which is exciting. You know, it was something that you said that made me think about a story. And there's a young man that I know who has been lost to addiction for quite a few years. And he surfaced about 100 days ago. And it's somebody that I know well. And when he first surfaced from his addiction and
AmeriJet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let AmeriJet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. AmeriJet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. AmeriJet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. Candy G here. You know what I love about live radio? You never know what's going to happen. I'm here, and I know we just got back from commercial break. Do I still have Ridgely and Nick?
Mm-hmm. We're here.
Oh, awesome. Good, because we lost me for a moment. I was telling a story. A young man I know was lost to addiction for several years, and about 100 days ago, he resurfaced. And he's somebody that I know, and he contacted me, and he was clean for a few days, and I took him to the grocery store. And what was amazing was watching him walk around the grocery store. It was like somebody that had been living on a deserted island and had never been to a grocery store. And it was really amazing because folks can get lost inside themselves as much as they can get lost inside addiction. And the amazing piece for this young man, who it's been 100+ days and he's doing so extraordinary. And what's amazing is today, currently today, he's one of the happiest people that I know, because he learned how not to be lost to himself or to an addiction. He learned how to just discover himself. And so every new day is an adventure, whether it's getting a job or meeting new people. And he's learned how to really be thrilled with every single day. And even though his little bubble that he lives in is very, very, very small, he has learned how to appreciate every moment and everything that he does, which has been an extraordinary thing to watch and to see as somebody allows themselves to be revealed to themselves.
And, Kate, that's a really powerful story because it's so easy to get caught up in your own life.
Right.
And it's easy to get caught up and, you know, and lose sight of the most important people that are in your life and to take it for granted. And, you know, it's so easy, really is. And you just need to be brave. It's a lot about restoring your self-esteem and learning to trust yourself, but also understanding and the point that is you need to just love yourself and who you are and, look in the mirror and be proud in regards to what you see.
I agree. You know, I agree in a big way, absolutely in a big way. Ridgely, what do you think are some, I don't know, one tip, something you can tell someone to keep them from becoming lost to themselves?
I know it's going to seem so, it's like such an easy answer. I think it's stay connected. In other words, how not get lost? Stay connected. And by stay connected, I mean to a network of like-minded, supportive people who care about you enough to not only encourage you, but also let you know when things may be a little astray. Mentors, people that are where you want to be. I always go back to I love the line when somebody says, I say, hey, I call my friend, say, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Oh, okay, I'll be right over. Well, hold on. What are you doing going to hang out with people who are doing nothing? And that kind of thing. So to me, one way to never get lost is to have a support network that you tap into all the time, that you're on calls with, that you're masterminding with, that you're speaking to, sharing goals and dreams, not a beer and a football game. More than that. It's okay to have friends and relax and all of that. However, the way to not get lost is to make sure that your personal network is like-minded, seeking people who are not afraid to say, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while. Where are you? What's going on? So that you have that backup and support. I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't try to do it all by myself.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I go back to my friend who is 100 days clean, and one of the ways he's been able to do it is that he plugs in every single day with a group of people that are doing exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a sense, I can see it clearly. And when you want to become that person, be with those people that are already doing what it is that you want to do. Now, let's say that you've got somebody who says, okay, I want to do that. I want to change my network. I want to move forward and network and talk to folks that are very, very successful, but I'm worried that I'm going to lose all my friends because they're not in the same place I am.
Well, guess what? You might. I say we have to call it like it is. And as our good friend Johnny Wimbry says, sometimes you just have to take a season of separation. Doesn't mean you're getting rid of those people forever, but maybe you need a season of separation in order to find yourself with a better group of friends so that you then have the ability to have real perspective. Do I still want to be hanging out with those people, or do I really need an entire new network in order to get me where I want to go? It's a very fundamental question, as Nick was talking about earlier. Living life on your own terms does not mean living life on the terms that your friends think you should live it on. It means your own terms, and that may be a process of discovery, of introspection, of searching and seeking, and then once that has been accomplished, you have to surround yourself with the people who are going to help make that a reality.
You know, our good friend Les Brown says, if you're the smartest, most successful person in your group, you need to get a new group.
Right.
That's so true. You know, I recall when I, that two-year sabbatical, when I just traversed the planet, I went through so many friends in regards that, most of my friends who traveled with me during those 2 years could only spend about 3 or 4 weeks with me until they had to go back to their job. And then at that, my quest became, well, geez, I'm just running out of friends to travel with. I just needed to find individuals who can take 2 or 3 or 4 years off their life, out of their lives, and just go and seek new adventures. So for me, that became a great catalyst in regards to wanting to be in the same space as other individuals that were like transmitting some phenomenal wisdom, I guess, that I can learn from.
Right, I hear you. And so how was your quest to find folks that could keep up to that pace?
Well, I mean, it was a great way to redefine, I guess, the next 5 years of my life once I did resurface too. But the interesting thing was the characters, the personalities that I embraced along the way of mentors who provided, who became like a lighthouse for me too. And I was able to gravitate towards their teachings, and many of them are personal friends too, still to this day. But it's one of those things where, like in life, you just got to refilter every impurity, and just really absorb and nurture, but also be very, very accountable in regards to what you do say, and ensuring that your actions basically match your mindset, that is.
It's an important piece that when the voice and the vision on the inside match or are more profound than the opinions on the outside, I think that's a very, very, very important piece. I know somebody just asked me online, they just sent a question and said, what are next two things that he wants to accomplish? I knew somebody was going to ask. Being on Nothing But Good News Radio, that one's done. I'm sorry.
Well, what I wrote down there as an 8-year-old was to live on a space station. And for the last 5 years, I've been living in Russia, and I've just become a flight-certified civilian astronaut. So I've completed my training in order to rocket to the International Space Station, of which I'm still awaiting a flight. And then I'll be able to accomplish the number two goal. So that'll be the International Space Station. After that, the number one goal, which is what I wrote down as an 8-year-old, is walking the lunar surface of the moon. And
wow.
I made that promise to an 8-year-old who's basically myself still. I mean, I've never let a kid out of me, so I'm accountable to that 8-year-old who wrote down those goals 32 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's awesome, and that's some pretty exciting stuff. And we'll anxiously await when you get to go there. What about you, Ridgely? What are some of the things that are on your list?
I want to go to the base camp when Nick climbs Everest, mm-hmm. and I'm happy to go to the takeoff of the rocket when he goes to the moon. In other words, I'm quite happy to just tag along and check it out. You know what I mean? Actually, in addition to those, which are clearly on my bucket list, the nice thing is that I've become very, very comfortable with the role of leaving a legacy is about a body of work. So while I do indeed have a list of things that I would like to do, more important than that is actually a body of work. I'm going after my double black belt as a martial artist. And so that's kind of a fun thing that I'm looking forward to. I do want to do the zero-G that you guys have done. I'm looking forward to that as well. More importantly, though, it's how do I keep that smile on my face without having to say anything at 70, at 80? And I think it's by having a loving relationship at home with my beautiful wife and continuing to work. There is no such thing as retirement. There's only what are we doing now? What's the new thing? What, as Nick said, how are we reinventing ourselves for the next couple of years, and what kind of contribution can we put out there?
At the end of the day, at the end of this commercial, we come back. I want to hear what you want your legacy to be. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We've got one more segment. This has been a very fast hour. Stick with us. We've got one more segment to go. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Break away to break through to become the total woman you're destined to be. Transform your life and be part of the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. 2 power-packed days, May 13th and 14th, 2010, at Marriott Hollywood Beach. For information and to register, visit www.totalwoman.us or call 561-210-7186. See you there.
Hi, I'm Ann from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. Candy G here. Now, before we get back to Ridgely and Nick, I want you to know that you are invited to an evening of connecting and inspiration. Wednesday night, come out. I'm doing a live event at Cinema Paradiso, downtown Fort Lauderdale. And it's Wednesday, April 28th, this Wednesday, no cost to you, from 6 to 7:30. There's going to be networking. We have some great folks coming out. We are going to have just some really special surprises. And on top of it, you will have a free transformative seminar by, guess who? Yours truly, and I promise you it'll be a lot of fun. So that is April 28th. If you'd like to register, just go to candyg.com/livingyourvision. And then Thursday night, the Women of the Roundtable, an exclusive women's networking group, is doing their spring fashion show with the Coral Ridge Yacht Club. Just go to thewomenoftheroundtable.com or call 954-704-0088. And if you come out on Thursday night, I'll be there as well. I am the MC for the evening, so please come out. Got some great stuff going on this week. You know, so Ridgely and Nick, what do you want your legacy to be?
Ridgely?
Yeah, it's a big question, and I've thought about it a lot. And at the end of the day, the answer is quite simple. It's that the work over the course of an extended period of time impacts as many people as possible. So it's wonderful to have written 8 books, working on 9. It's nice to have done television shows and radio shows and all of those things. To me, all of that is one. It's all the same. It's all how many lives are we impacting in a way that is in integrity, in a value-creating space always, and that whenever you walk around somewhere, you go to an event, people say to you things like, wow, I don't know what it is. I love your energy. I don't know what it is, and what do you do? And then to be able to enunciate that. I belong to a CEO group, for example, and the purpose of the CEO group, it's by top CEOs who have been in that position for a long time, and the purpose is my legacy. That's all we're working on. And what's interesting is there are 10 of us in the group, and I'm the only one that's clear on this. If you ask any of the other 9, they don't know what their legacy is. That's why they're in the group. For me, I just wanted to go refine it. For me, it's the body of work. It's the contribution. How many people can we touch? How many people can we help?
Awesome, Ridgely. Nick?
I would say one of the latest goals that I've written down, mind you, I had my top 10 that I wrote down as an A-Rod, but having turned 40 just recently too, I've very much internalized that I now want to create 1 million trillionaires right across the globe.
Awesome. Nice and simple. 1 million trillionaires. Hey,
million
I think
trillionaires.
You're...
and they can sort of pass on the baton and become a beacon of light for others to follow from then on.
That's awesome. Awesome. Good stuff. So let's touch quickly on, before we've got about 5 minutes before the end of the show, The Journey. Let's talk about the movie The Journey. Let's not forget the movie. And again, I'm proud and honored to call you co-cast members. Let's talk a little bit about your experience with The Journey and what you think the impact of this movie is going to have.
Well, for me, it was just, again, fabulous to, first of all, connect with some amazing people, to be mentioned in the same breath as yourself, Candy, and Nick. That alone, that there is humbling and an honor, and I'm excited. And to also then add to that mix the legendary Brian Tracy, one of the greatest business philosophers of all time, Bob Proctor, who was a mentor to Nick on this call, Vic Johnson, and some other incredibly fabulous cast members, up-and-coming young speakers and authors that are joining us, sharing their wisdom from a new eye perspective. I'm just super excited. And not only that, I've never walked a red carpet, okay? Can I just cop to that right now?
All right, we got you covered there. You will be on the red carpet in December.
That's right, with my wife.
That's right, awesome. Can't wait. What about you, Nick?
I would say the connectivity aspects of it. I mean, there was a very unique pool of wisdom, you know, and I think there was a great element of, you know, just nourishment that I was amongst a really amazing, you know, circle of influence. And for me, that was a great privilege, absolutely.
You know, I feel the same way, and I think one of the things that I was really amazed about when I went for filming was that everybody is so intent on, we're doing this not because we're going to sell millions of copies of the movie or it's going to be seen millions of times, but we're structuring this in a way where it will make a difference and leave a legacy. And I know when you have this kind of group of people and their intention is all set in the same direction, and watch out, I think some amazing, amazing things are going to happen with this movie, The Journey. And you can find out more about The Journey by going to thejourneymovie.net. thejourneymovie.net, or get your hands on Nothing But Good News magazine, and there will be a whole story and links and all of this stuff off to The Journey. All right, so we have about a minute and a half before we go. Parting words, gentlemen. Nick, what about you?
The most important thing is, you know, in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years' time, you want to reflect back in your lives, and we just really want to respect ourselves and believe that we've led a very fulfilled life. So, you know, life is very short. We've just got to stop and look around and just really appreciate that we are alive and to ensure that we live a life as opposed to just existing.
Living a life. I think those words are very important, you know, living a life. What about you, Ridge, my friend?
Well, I would say two thoughts to leave with you. Number one, the world is run by people who show up. Make the decision to show up every day, improve yourself every day, listen to things like Nothing But Good News Radio every day, and make a difference every day. And last, I leave you with this. Because the world is run by people who show up, if you're going through hell, don't stop.
You know, and it's the truth. We've got a lot of great stuff going on, Nothing But Good News. We've got some great guests this month. You want to tune in. We're live every Monday and Thursday from 3 to 4. This show has been recorded. It will go into the archives, and you can go in and listen to it over and over again. I'm very excited. We did a show last week live on the set of Designing Spaces, and we will have the video to show you. It was a remarkable show with Jerry Czarnicki. But I want to say thank you to Ridgely Goldsboro, my friend, and Nick Halleck, my co-cast member. So happy to have you here. But for now, this is Candy G just telling you, you know what I want you to do. Get out there and live life like you mean it, would ya? Bye for now. Thanks, guys.